From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. A year after a deadly tornado tore through Mississippi, residents are struggling to rebuild, especially in Rolling Fork, where many people died. Danny MacArthur of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on the barriers keeping people in one mobile home community from rebuilding their lives.
Charles Jones is at his job working at an auto shop in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. He takes me back to the night a year ago, when the tornado tore through the community. He was with his family when he heard what sounded like hailing.
I looked out the door, I said, no, it ain't hailing. I said, that's a tornado, and told everybody to get on the floor, and I got on top of them.
Soon, it hit their home.
The house, it went up, it come down. It went up, it come down. The third time I heard the bedroom window blow out, I knew it was over with then.
15 residents of Rolling Fork died. Many lived in a mobile home park located behind Chuck's Dairy Bar, a restaurant that's one of the most iconic places in town. Jones and his family survived, even though their next-door neighbor was killed. But after the tornadoes, residents like Jones found out getting temporary housing for their park was a challenge. Terry Harden has owned that land for more than 15 years.
Yeah, you should be looking at homes back here right now.
We walked through what is now just empty lots after the tornado.
There were 32 homes back here. There was one over here that was the only thing that had any sort of resemblance to a trailer home, a mobile home, and it's mobile home. It was just like the framework. Everything else was rubble, just complete rubble.
Shortly after the storm, she partnered with a company to rebuild the mobile home park. That's when they found out from the city housing inspector that it was a flood zone. Because it's a flood zone, that means the elevation has to be at a certain level. And Harden says it's below it. For months, Harden and others in Rolling Fork tried to get the city to advocate on their behalf for the park to be considered for FEMA temporary housing anyway.
This was the response letter from FEMA.
In it, FEMA officials say they were prioritized commercial sites that could already be used over ones that would require improvement, like Harden's did. And that meant she needed to fix the property before it would be eligible for temporary housing. She says that could cost her anywhere from $200,000 to $400,000, money she doesn't have.
I own the trailer park of the most poverty-stricken people in Rolling Fork. I didn't make very much money.
Situations like this highlight the gaps that exist when it comes to making sure that people who live in mobile homes can recover, according to Andrew Rumbach, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute. It's a nonprofit think tank that does research on social policy. Many mobile homes were developed before modern-day rules about where you could put housing. The park behind Chuck's Dairy Bar was built in the mid-80s. But after a disaster, those modern standards kick in, making it expensive to rebuild.
If you can't make it super affordable, then folks just have to move on, and that's really tough on families.
The impact of this is that a lot of vulnerable people end up permanently displaced. Terry Harden isn't sure what she's going to do with the land now. It was her livelihood. But for the 32 families who lived there before, including Charles Jones, it was their home.
The little community back there, I'd give to them. It was nice back there, you know. It wasn't no rowdy folks. You ain't had to too much worry about no stealing or none of that.
He knew so many of them, including his neighbors who died.
No, there were some good people back there. You know, you kind of miss them when you sit up and think about them.
After the tornado, his family and several others stayed in a motel as they looked for more permanent places to stay. Jones wishes the town fought harder for the mobile home park to come back.
So, you know, if they had let the folk put houses back there, a lot of folk would have been out the motel sooner.
While everyone is in homes now, they're scattered. Some are staying in other towns. And throughout the region, many communities are still working to bring their displaced residents back. Like neighboring Silver City, which was also in the direct path of that tornado. People gathered at a church there on the one-year anniversary of the storm.
He performed on a mother, too, just like he did way back then. He did the same for me and you. Let me tell you, old time God, yes, he is.
Jones finally managed to find a new home in Rolling Fork. A friend offered to rent him a lot, and that's where he's staying now. He got a free mobile home thanks to a nonprofit, and in early March, he was finally able to move in. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Danny MacArthur in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Praise the Lord!
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.